This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. So first, Berachin Chanukah, Shkoyach for the opportunity to share some Devarei Torah. I'm going to start off with a kasha, a very big chiddushik kasha. You probably never heard this kasha before. You know, we're gonna ask the chassam to say the kasha of the Beis Yosef. What's the Beis Yosef's kasha?
Eight days.
Yeah. What about it?
Should only be seven.
Why?
One day is not as nice.
Oh. Okay. So the Beis Yosef asked, and we already know this is not the Beis Yosef's kasha. This question is already found in the Rishonim. Question is already found in the Meiri, in the Sefer HaEshkol, but it's attributed to the Beis Yosef. Now, why is Chanukah 8 days? They found oil. So that and there was enough oil to burn for one night. So that night wasn't a miracle. It was a miracle that it lasted an additional 7 days. So Chanukah should be for 7 days. Grada, I saw the Har Tzvi wants to say that they couldn't make it 7 days because then someone's going to make a menorah with seven branches and it's going to be an imitation of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash.
It's before that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the kasha of the Beis Yosef. One of the famous answers to the kasha, maybe the most famous answer, besides the Beis Yosef's own three tirutzim, is the answer of the Altar of Kelm. What does the Altar of Kelm say? He says that we're so excited that the oil lasts an additional 7 days. But the fact that it burned for 1 day, of course it's going to burn for 1 day. That's what's expected. That's how, that's nature. That's teva. When you burn oil, it burns. So that we put it in the bank, that we take it for granted. We don't have to celebrate that. We have to celebrate the additional 7 days. But is it really more miraculous that it should burn for an additional 7 days than that it should burn, period? Is it more miraculous? It's not more miraculous. We just take it for granted. But it's a ness that oil burns. Why should oil burn? Why should oil burn? Why should oil burn and water not burn? Answer is, it's a miracle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just we're accustomed to it, so we're not excited about it. We're excited about something that we're not used to seeing. When we see something we don't expect, it's like when Mekabel Pnei Shechina. But when we see something that we expect, we take it for granted. So therefore, they were masakin an extra day, not only for the miracle that it burned an additional 7 days, but for the miracle that we take for granted that oil burns, period. And he quotes the famous Gemara with Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa's daughter, she was very upset. She was sad. He said, what are you so sad about? She said, I accidentally lit chometz. So Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa says, Ma'ich ba'alach. Yeah, she lit the chometz Friday night for the Shabbos lacht. So Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, Ma'ich ba'alach. Misha amar l'shemen v'yidloik. The same Ribbono Shel Olam who says oil should burn, he'll say vinegar should burn. Yeah, and I'm sure everybody heard this answer of the Altar of Kelm. By the way, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Darsh Moshe says the same answer. He doesn't quote the Altar of Kelm. And he says, with this, we could answer a diuk in the Al Nisan. We say, V'achar kach bo'u v'anecha l'vir be'secha, ufinu es'echalecha, tius mikdashecha, and what? V'hidliku ne'rois. That's the ness that they lit Neros? The ness is they lit a ner that only had enough oil to last for 1 day and it lasted for 8 days. Why doesn't the Al Nisim say the Ikur Chaser Bena Sefer? The miracle is not mentioned in the Al Nisim. Why the Hadgasha on Vihidliku Neros? There's nothing special about Vihidliku Neros. Says Rav Moshe, because the purpose of the miracle that it burnt an additional 7 days was to make us, to alert us, that the fact that oil burns, that itself is a miracle, and therefore the Vihidliku Neros is the next. That's the Diyaka Rav Moshe. Rav David Kayan, Rav Shiva of Chevron, he wrote Gavad Gesvarim, he wrote Yimei Chanukah, he wrote Zman Simchasenu, he wrote on the Ramchal, Teirosh Anyam, Maimra HaChachma. You ever see Maimra HaChachma? Unbelievable Sefer. He wrote 2 volumes, Mizmar LaDavid. Now 3 volumes, Mizmar LaDavid. He says, that's pshat, we say, Yevanim nikvitzu alai, B'nei vina, Yemei shmoina kavu shir urananim. B'nei vina, what's bina? What's bina? A shadchan has to have bina, no? You have to say, you can't just say, okay, take Reuven and take Sprinza, but you have to be lahavim, davar mitoch davar. You have to... It's not enough to have chachma, you have to have bina. What's the Indian that the Chachamim were Koveya Chanukah, they were B'nai Vina? What's the Bina in being Koveya Chanukah? The Bina is when they saw that it burnt an additional 7 days, they extrapolated. They were Maven that the first day was also a miracle, and therefore, Yemei Shmoino Kavushirunan. And that's B'nai Vina, Yemei Shmoino Kavushirunan. So far, everything I said, Kfar Yaduim, Umufur Samim, everybody knows it. This is like, you know, I came, I have to come to Williamsburg. Everybody knows the altar of Kelm, this Teretz. Here's my Kasha. This is a good Kasha. You like this answer? This makes sense to you? I have a good idea. You know, Sukkot, we should add another day for Sukkot. What? You think it's a miracle? Anani, Akavu, clouds of glory, the clouds of the Shekhinah. But do you realize a cloud itself is a miracle? The fact that there's a cloud is a miracle. So let's add another day to Sukkot, because not only the miracle of Anani Akavu, but the fact that, you know what a cloud is? When Christopher Columbus, nobody knows who he is anymore, because cancel culture, he never existed.
Yeah.
Why? Because what did he do? He had slaves, or he was, whatever he did. He did terrible avos, you know? He was mekayim the mitzvah of Olam Hem Tavoidu, whatever he did wrong. He comes to America, so they used to say that when he was on the boat, water, water everywhere, but not an ounce to drink. Why? What's the pshat? Because you can't drink ocean water. You have to, nations around the world, they have to desalinate the water. They have to get the salt out of the water. So how do we have water to drink? So Hashem makes a big ness. The ness is, there's a big fire. The fire is 93 million miles away from this planet. It's a very big fire. It's like a Lag BaOmer fire. And it shines down at a speed of 186,000 miles per second on the ocean. And it burns the water, so now the water rises because water vapor is lighter than the air. And it rises up, and then when it gets to cold temperature, it turns into a cloud. It's a ness, no? So why don't we have an extra day of Sukkot? Because not only is Anani Akavu a miracle, clouds are a miracle. Why don't we add a miracle to every single day? Pesach. You think Kriyas Yamsuf is a miracle? Drinking water is a miracle also. You know, water, you think water is a thing? Let's say you're thirsty, and you want something to drink. So you take hydrogen. You ever try drinking hydrogen? So you say, you need oxygen also. So you drink oxygen. Doesn't work. You have to put hydrogen and oxygen together, and it turns into water. So water is a miracle. So Pesach should be 9 days, 8 days for the Ness, and 1 day for the miracle of water. Vosep is Chanukah, all of a sudden, the altar of Kelm says, we have to celebrate that there's no such thing as Teva. We have to celebrate the fact that Shemen is a miracle. Shemen is the biggest miracle in the world. Everything's a miracle. We should have a Yom Tif place for bread. On Shabbos, 2 days of Shabbos, one for the man and one for bread. But all of a sudden, Chanukah, because we have the Beis Yosef's Kasha, so we're in big trouble. By the way, there's a sefer on the Beis Yosef's Kasha with 100 tirutzim. And now somebody in Lakewood wrote 500 tirutzim.
Now we have thousands.
1,000 tirutzim. So it's not such a big thing. It's not like we're up the creek with, it's not like we're mamish, it's dochlof to give a teretz. There are enough other tirutzim to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Oh, the first day is that Shemen burns. Come on. That's a good answer. This answer we're going to show, this is the Iker Inyan of Chanukah, that Shemen should burn. But it's we have to be Ma'ayin a little bit. Okay, we're going to start with Tikkuni Zohar. It's okay? Just, we have to read the words. We know there's something called 10 Sfiras. So, just, we have to explain Lefi Hasagasenu. What are 10 spheroids? The Gemara in Chagiga says, Vasara Mamorais Nivra Olam. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah of Ice. The Marsha says that Vasara Mamorais Nivra Olam, it's a reference to the 10 spheroids. What are the 10 spheroids? 10 manifestations, emanations with Hashem relates to the world. The way Hashem, we understand how Hashem relates to the world is through the 10 spheres. What are they? Chachma, Bina, Das. And those are sort of Lamala, Mehasagasenu. And then you have 7 spheres that we say are Keneged, the Oshpizin, Keneged, the Yomim Toivim. What are they? Chesed, Avram Avinu. Gevura, Yitzchak Avinu. Tiferes, Yaakov Avinu. Netzach, Moshe Rabbeinu. Hoid, Aaron HaKohen. Yesoid, David HaMelech. Malchus, Yesoid, Yosef HaTzadik. And Malchus, David HaMelech. Hoid is the eighth sphere. Can I get Aaron HaKohen? Says the Zohar, Timina Bahoida. The eighth sphere is Hoida. Ubei Hava Meshabech David, Hoidu Lashem, Veda Hoid Vadai. So the eighth sphere is Hoid, and it's connected to Hoida. So it's called Hoid, but it's connected to thanking Hashem. Lam Natseach and Hoidu, Lam Natseach is Netzach, Hoidu is Hoid. And Moshe was Meshabeach in Hoid, Ubei Shibach Moshe, Oz. Moshe said, Oz Yashir, Oz is eight. Moshe is connected to Hoid. Ritzalik HaKoyin says, what do you mean? I thought Aaron HaKoyin is connected to Hoid. So the truth is, Hoid and Netzach are interchangeable, because they correspond to, we're going to see the Zohar says, V'ihu, the last words, Hoid, Temanyo, Yom HaChanukah. Hoid are the 8 days of Chanukah. So Chanukah is Hoid. Purim is Netzach. Chuasam, Hayisa, LaNetzach. So Purim is Netzach, Chanukah is Hoid. Purim is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. His bris mila was on Purim. Aaron HaKohen is what? Is Chanukah. That's why it's Ayidei Kaihanecha HaKadoshim. So Chanukah is Hoid. What does it mean, V'ihu Hoid Temanyu Yom de Chanukah? Somehow the midah of Hoid comes lidei bitoy. It comes to expression on Chanukah. Okay? These are the words. The Chidah brings down from Makadma in Birch HaShmuel, not to be confused with the Birch HaShmuel, that the reason why Chanukah has 8 days is because Hoid is the eighth midah, and therefore it's Keneged. Chanukah is the 8 days Keneged Midas Hoid. Okay. But so far so good. We don't know, understand fully what this means, but Chanukah is connected to Hoid and Hoidah. Another place, by the way, where we see there's a connection between the midah of Hoid and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara in Brachos Darshins, V'cha Hashem HaGedula, V'haGvura, V'haNetzach, V'haHoid. The Hoid refers to the Melchama in Nachalei Arnoin, when Klal Yisrael sang Shira, Oz Yashir, Yisrael, Ali Ve'er Enula. So we see Hoid is a man, refers to Hoidah, gratitude. We know in Lashon HaKodesh, there are two words that are very similar. There's Hoid, and there's Hadar. Now, we say, for example, Hadar kivoid malchuscha.
Hadar kivoid hoidecha.
Kvar hadar kivoid hoidecha. Thank you. Hadar kivoid hoidecha. What's the difference between hoid and hadar? Now, some achroinim and Tanakh, they learn shemos hanerdafim. Shemos hanerdafim means a synonym. You know what a synonym means? Two words, they mean exactly the same thing. The Malbim has a shita in Tanakh that there's no such thing as Shemos HaNerdafim. There are no synonyms in Lashon HaKodesh. Every word has a nuance of difference. Every word has a specific connotation. I'll just say, my Zayda passed away this year. His Zayda was a Rav in the city of Linshitz in the 1860s. When the Malbim, they were roidif the Malbim, the Reform was roidif the Malbim had nowhere to go. He sat in a shul in Linshitz, and he wrote the Parish of Malbim. My Zayda was the Rav of the city. He was Yedid Nefesh of the Malbim. So the Malbim writes in many Mekaymois. He wrote something called Sefer HaKarmel. Sefer HaKarmel is basically a dictionary of the Malbim, where he tells you the difference between, what's the difference between Chazak and Amatz? What's the difference between Altira v'Altechas? So the Malbim says, what's the difference between Hoid and Hadar? Hadar is external beauty. External beauty. You see something. It looks beautiful. It has nice form, nice shape. An esrog pre-eats hadar. It's a nice color, nice bump, nice pitum. It's clean. It's symmetrical. Hadar is external beauty. Beroiv am hadras melech. A king has external beauty when there are a lot of people sitting in his throne room. It's external beauty. The hadarta pnei zaken, hadras zakenim. A zaken is a langa bar, the vaisa bar, the has hadras panim. It's a external beauty. That's what hadar is. External beauty. Everyone could look at it and say, this is objectively, this is very beautiful. This is very nice. It looks good. But what's hoy? Hoy is like this. You could have somebody, a tzaddik. Do they look nice? If you take a picture of them, you show it to somebody, and you put it in a computer, does this look good? And the computer punches out numbers? No, there's nothing externally beautiful about it. But hoyd refers to ziv panimi, an internal splendor, an internal shine, something intangible. Maybe you can't put your finger on it. You can't say it's X, Y, and Z. It's not measurable. It's not cat. There's no cheshbon to it. Let's say chachma, anivus, tzedek, midos. A mida is ziv panimi. That's the difference between hoyd and hadar. Hoyd is an inner beauty, and hadar is an outer. So Chazal say Yehoshua ben Nun had hadar. Bechor shayroi hadar lai. Yehoshua ben Nun had outer beauty. He had a big sword. He was a strong warrior. He's the one who came and he conquered all the 31 kings of Canaan. And Moshe Rabbeinu never went to war, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have hadar. Moshe went to war? That's true.
Maybe not 31 kings.
Not 31 kings. Oh, yeah. But Moshe Rabbeinu had hoyd. So the Ibn Shem tells Moshe, V'nasata mei hoydcha alav. And Moshe Rabbeinu put his two hands on Yehoshua ben Nun, and he infused Yehoshua ben Nun with some of his hoyt. But Chazal say, if he would have given all the hoyt to Yehoshua ben Nun, then ain't called Malach Bar Yecham Lamoid Lefana. That's the difference between hoyt and hadar. And now we have to ask ourselves the following question: what does Klal Yisrael emphasize, and what do the Yevanim emphasize? Avada Navada, the Yevanim are a people of Hadar. The Yevanim say, this person has big muscles, he's sculpted muscles, he's strong, he has a very impressive goof, so this is a good person. They appreciated aesthetic beauty, art, culture, sculpture. They only cared about how something appears on the outside. But a person's personality and character and midos was unimportant. They didn't recognize the inner beauty of something, the ziv ha-pnimi. That's why the Ramban, throughout Chumash, he always talks about the belief of the Yevanim in general. The Yevanim only believed in something that you could calculate and prove scientifically. 1 + 1 = 2, 5 + 5 = 10. There's something called the ecosystem and the rain and digestion and respiration, anything that you could put into a computer, you could put in a test tube, you could look under a microscope, and we could say this is how it is. Then the Yevanim believed. That is Hadar. The Yevanim believed in Hadar. But Klal Yisrael says, no. Sheker hachen behevel hayofi. Hadar only has value if it's Hadar kvoid hoydecha. Outer beauty, aesthetic beauty, it's beautiful if you have a nice Beis HaMedrash where you're beautifying the value of the Torah. The tzaddik has a hadras panim because it shows that he has an inner ziv, a ziv panimi. So Klal Yisrael only values the hadar if it demonstrates, if it's a simon that there's a ziv, if there's a hoyd. We are a nation of hoyd, Yavan is a nation of hadar. Now, let's think about how the world runs. Okay, this is a Yesoid Gadol. We think, when does it rain? When there's enough moisture in the atmosphere, so the moisture gathers together, and it forms clouds, and then it rains when it rains, and it doesn't rain when it doesn't rain. It all depends on the weather systems. And we could try to predict and look into the computer and try to figure out mathematical formulas when the rain is going to rain. And how about the economy? When does the stock market go up? The stock market goes up when you have enough chachamim who think of good products to sell, and then the economy is strong. And then when people don't think about good products to sell, then the economy is weak. We think that the way the world runs in what is called hadar. People make a big mistake. People think the way that, and when is there a COVID-19? COVID-19 is when somebody makes a mistake in the laboratory, it slips out of the laboratory, it chaps on some Chinese people, and then from there, it spreads to the whole world. Yeah? It goes from a bat to a Chinaman, and from there, it goes to the whole world. And when's it going to stop? It's going to stop when enough people get vaccinated and get a booster and a fourth booster and a fifth booster. And when the pharmaceutical companies give us enough boosters until we turn into I don't know what, then COVID will stop. That's how we think the world runs. It runs with Hadar. There's certain rules. We could write down 20 rules of how the world runs. This is how the economy runs. This is how the weather runs. This is how disease runs. We think the world runs. Now, everything to believe that is mamish apikarsus. We don't believe that. You know what we believe? We believe that when a yid goes to shul early and he takes his phone and he leaves it outside, and during the tefillah, he focuses that the Ribono Shel'olam is enoid movadoi, Hashem controls the weather and Hashem controls people's health and Hashem controls the economy, and then he learns Torah, and only then he does his business, but he doesn't bring it to the Beis HaKnesses. We believe then the economy is strong and people are healthy and people are happy. So wait a second. Because I put on tefillin, I'm taking a black box, I'm wrapping around my hand, why does that affect the weather? Why should that affect the weather? Why? Because I daven, I say words out of a little book in Lashon HaKodesh, why should that affect people's health? No. If people exercise, they're going to be healthy. If people get vaccinations, they're going to be healthy. Why? Because I say tefillos, are people... The answer is because we believe there is no teva. There's no such thing. The whole thing is a disguise. It's a veil. It's the hadar. But the world doesn't work with the outside formulas. The world exists with the ziv panimi, which is the hashgacha of the borei olam. We believe ein teva klal. Ein la'odam chelek b'toyras Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin shekol dvareinu mikreinu. Kulam nisim ein bohem teva. That's Ramban. The end of Parshas Bo, number 22. We believe there's no teva. It looks like there's teva. It looks like, you know, every seven and a half years, sometimes there's a tsunami, and sometimes there's an earthquake, and sometimes there are diseases. Every 100 years, there was a Spanish flu in 1917, and 2020, we could predict it on our calendar, there's going to be another. It's all sheker v'cha. I was just in England. You know what they say in England? It's rubbish. It's all nonsense. We believe when Yidden learn Torah and do mitzvahs, then the world is a makom tova ubracha v'hatzlacha. And when Yidden don't learn Torah and they don't do mitzvahs or they're mezalzel, then there's difficulties. So the machloikis between Yavon and Klal Yisrael. Yavon looked at the outer beauty of something. Klal Yisrael looked at the hoyd hapanimi. It's not just, Yavonim, they value a big warrior, and Klal Yisrael values a chacham. It's also how they look at how the world runs. The Yavonim say the world runs with scientific formulas and specific principles, and they believe that if you could put it in a test tube and look at it under a microscope, it exists. And if you can't measure it, it doesn't exist. And we believe that's just the way the Ribono Shel Olam wants it to seem, so that we don't see him openly. But we believe shekol dvareinu mikreinu kulam nisim ein bohem teva klal. Look in the Ramban. If you look in number 17, the Ramban says v'le'ucha lefarish. I can't explain more. What? Yeah, you see this? Ki hayinu tzrichem lachsoim pi hameschak mem b'teva. We have to muzzle the mouth of those who try to be wise in nature. Hanim shachim acharei hayavani. They are drawn after the philosophy of Yavan. Asher hikchish kol davar. They deny everything. Zulasi hamurgashai. Unless you could feel it. Vehigas daite lachshoid. And they were arrogant to suspect who v'talmid of Rishon. He called Inyan Shalehei Segalov. If they can't see it, feel it, Einenu Emes. And we believe you don't have to see it. We believe when you put on tefillin, It affects the stock market. When you daven, it affects your health. Why does it affect my health? If I eat healthy and I exercise, then I'll be healthy. And if I don't, then no. We believe that there's something behind the scenes, something behind all these scientific principles that cover up the fact that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the difference between Hadar and Hayit. The Yevanim believe in Teva is Hadar. Teva is the outer mechanics of the universe. Hayit is the inner working of how it really operates. Namely, how does it work? It's the Yad Hashem. It's the Hashgacha Pratis of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Hayit. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where we say it's not the outer beauty that makes the difference. The beauty of somebody is not the way they look on the outside. It's their midos. It's their chachma. It's their anivos. The world doesn't run al pi derech ha-teva. The world runs through the secret hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of Chanukah is to say that not only when oil burns an extra 7 days is it a miracle, the purpose of Hoy, the purpose of Chanukah, is to recognize that the fact that oil burns, that itself is a miracle. That's the tachlis of Chanukah. It's not just a general idea that we're supposed to recognize that nature itself is a miracle. That's the whole mahus of Chanukah. The whole purpose of Chanukah is to recognize the hoyd of everything. So therefore, the answer of the altar of Kelm, the answer of Moshe, it's not just that's a geshmaka teretz. What happened? Why do we have an extra day? Oh, you don't have an extra day? That oil burns. What's that got to do with Chanukah? That's the whole yisoid of Chanukah. The whole yisoid of Chanukah is midas hoyd. That when we drink a cup of water, we have to realize that itself is a miracle, no less that when Klal Yisrael came tomorrow, Moshe Rabbeinu took a stick and he put the stick in the water and it turned into sweet. Whoa, big miracle. Every single day we have the same miracle. Poland spring water, it used to be in the ocean and it was salty. What happened? Hashem took a big fire 93 million miles away. He shone it on it. It rose up into the clouds. The thing is, if it's in the clouds, what's it going to do? It has to get to us. So Hashem made a big fan. He blew the clouds from on top of the ocean over the mountains to Massachusetts, wherever you get this water came from, or down the block. And it rained. And now it's in your cup. So that's less of a miracle than Vayimtiku Amoyim. It's the same exact miracle. It just, when is the appropriate time to appreciate that miracle? When's the Zman HaKosher to appreciate the Hoyd? That not only are the open miracles miraculous, but the Teva is miraculous. That's the whole Yisoid of Chanukah. The Altar of Kelm is not just saying a general idea. That's specific to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. The words of the Ramban, the famous words are on this, probably the most well-known statement the Ramban ever wrote. He says, "Umen hanisim," number 22. "Umen hanisim hagedoylim hamefursamim," from the great and obvious miracles, "Adam moida benisim nastarim." The person admits to the hidden miracles. "Shehem yisoid haTorah kula." The hidden miracles are the foundation of the whole Torah. "She'ein la'adam chelek b'toiras Moshe Rabbeinu." Person has no chelek in the Torah. "Ad shenamin," until we believe, "b'chol divareinu," that all of our happenings, "umikreinu, kulam nisim," everything is a miracle. "Ein b'am tevam and hagin shalom, bein b'rabim, bein b'yachid." Oh, I happened to go to this place today, and I happened to meet this bachar, and I happened to say to some mishpacha that to recommend. You happen to meet the Bachar? It's a nice nigla that you meet the Bachar. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted this couple to get married. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted you to have Parnasa. So he changed the whole world. Why? Because you daven good. That's it. If you wouldn't have daven good, then the Bachar would have walked on the next block. He wasn't even planning on walking on this block. You know how many nisim, neflam, the Ribbono Shel Olam made just that you should meet that Bachar? Or the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted somebody to have a good chiddush. The Sefer, it wasn't even there. You know how the Sefer got there? Because you had a certain Zechiah. 3 days earlier, somebody came from a different state and he happened to pick up the Sefer and he left it just over there. It's Kula Nisim. Everything is Nisim. How do we know it's Nisim? from Kriya, from Kriyas Yamsuf, we know it's an S. When we see the open miracles, the purpose of the open miracle is not for the open miracle. The purpose of the whole purpose of the 7 extra days was for to appreciate the first day. What does that have to do with Hanukkah? That's Midas HaHoyed. What does that have to do with Hoyda? Hanukkah is non-Hoyda. It has everything in the world to do with Hoyda. I have a cup of water. Vashti, thank Hashem. Yeah, bring a cup.
Poland Spring.
Baruch ato Adonai Elohim Malcha Elam Shehakol Miyam Dvarai. Why should I thank Hashem for water? It rained. Of course it's going to rain. I have to thank Hashem. Every 7.5 days, the clouds get heavy and it rains. Why do I have to thank Hashem? You don't have to thank Hashem. Because the fact that it rained was a nace nigla that the Yibon Shem changed the whole world because a Yid did a mitzvah. Not only a Yid, you did a mitzvah. Because if the Yibon Shem didn't want you to have water, then he would have had water, someone else would have had water, but not, you know, in Mitzrayim, the Yibon Shem, everybody who was supposed to have water had water. Anyone who was supposed to have dam had dam. The Yibon Shem could make very specific the nisim for who he wants to enjoy the nes. So if a person allows himself to be confused by the philosophy of Hadar, why should I be grateful? Why should we be grateful? Should we be grateful that I'm married? Eh, eventually everybody gets married. Should we be grateful to have children? You get married, you have kinderlach. Should we be grateful to have a mishpacha? That's what happens. You're in this world long enough, you have a mishpacha. But that's Hadar. That's the way it seems. But Hoyd is to realize that the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam brought me to get married is a nes nigla. And the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam helped me find my kala is a nes nigla. And the fact that a person has mishpacha is a nes nigla. And the fact that a person is still here every moment, every day. It's not the way things are supposed to be, because if you put in a computer, the chances are that most people, they make it to this date and they have this family. And we don't take anything for granted because we're a nation of Hoyd. The Yevanim were a nation of Hadar. Everything they take for granted. You don't have to be grateful for anything. Everything we could predict beforehand. We have a formula. We have a scientific equation to explain why everything happens. We don't have to thank Hashem not for water, not for bread, not for a table, not for a chair, not for our eyes. But the midah of Hoyd is to recognize that kol tvarenu umekrenu kulam nisim ein bohem teva umenhaga shalana. So I'll tell you one little story. Somebody told me the story from the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael. There was a man by the name of Usher. Usher had 5 daughters. They were all over 28 years old, and he, no shidduchim. I told him to call you. No. But, and, okay, and his whole life is taken up by trying to find shidduchim for these 5 daughters. To make matters worse, his chavrusa, he's marrying off his kids one after another after another. And then for his last kid, you know, when I was working on one of the svarim, so I had to contact somebody in Yerushalayim. So I kept on calling, he's not in Yerushalayim. They told me he's in America. I said, what's he doing in America? He said, Minhag Yerushalayim. I didn't know what Minhag Yerushalayim is. Minhag Yerushalayim is when you have to marry off your kid, you come to America to collect $1 million. Although they need $1 million for the apartment in Eretz Yisrael. That's Minhag Yerushalayim. Anyway, so Usher's chavrusa is marrying off his last kid. He has to buy an apartment, but he can't afford to. He needs an arev. So Usher is the arev. The moment the apartment is bought, the shver, he can't pay for it. The oil falls on Usher. Usher has he's an aniv evyon. So the bank comes and takes away Usher's house because he was an arev on his chavrusa's. So now he doesn't have any shidduchim for the kids, and he has no house. He's tzibracha and everything, nothing's going right. So somebody says, go to the Ger Rebbe, speak to the Beis Yisrael. What do I have to lose? He goes to the Beis Yisrael. Beis Yisrael, he says, the Beis Yisrael, every day, 3 times a day, I'm crying out in Shema, Koylinu, Ribbono Shel, help me with my mishpach, help me find shidduchim, help me pay up this apartment. But the Beis Yisrael says, Nu, you daven? See, I just said, every day. I shmakaleinu. I didn't say one dry eyed shmakaleinu in 2 years. Beis Yosef said, "But you're mispalo. You're mispalo." He's looking at the Rebbe. What's the Rebbe talking about? The Rebbe said, "But you daven." So the Rebbe says, "I know you're mevakesh. Do you thank Hashem every day for everything Hashem gives you? That's what I mean. Do you daven?" I said, "What do you mean everything? I don't. What does he give me? My whole life is occupied finding shidduchim for my daughters. I have no money. But do you daven?" The Beis Yosef said, "Let me tell you something. I'll tell you a little soid. Here's the formula. 60% of the tefillah has to be thanking Hashem for what He gives you. And then 40% you could ask Him." Now who does that? Everyone, Shema Kaleinu is a whole laundry list of things. Moedim is very quick, no? Moedim goes by very quick. The Beis Yisrael said 60-40. Usher was very upset with this meeting. And then when he came out, his friend told him, "You know, maybe the Rebbe is right." He said, "Look in Hallel. Haydu Hashem ki tov gilam chasdai. 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 Ana Hashem Hashiana. Ana Hashem Hashiana. Ana Hashem Hatzichana. Ana Hashem Hatzichana. Haydu Hashem ki tov gilam chasdai. Haydu Hashem ki tov gilam chasdai." Out of the 10, 6 are Hayda, and 4 are Bakasha. That's maybe where the Rebbe got the formula from. But we forget that the Rabbi Yonis says that one of the main milos al Yonis are his boynos bechasdei Hashem. That's the avoida of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. It was Niskan lahoidos ulahalal. I think we said over maybe the first year that the Gemara says harogil bener havin le bonim tamid chachamim. So Rabbi Yitzchak Saginar, the son of the Ravid, says, "Nu, everybody is rogil bener." But not everyone is Zoichel Abanim Tamid Chachamim. So basically, you know, if you look in the Gemara says, Lashana Acharas Kavim Vasam Yamim Toivim Bahalel Vahida. The Gemara doesn't say to light Neres Chanukah. You ever notice that? The Gemara doesn't say to light Neres Chanukah. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam copies over this Gemara, the Rambam says, they were Koiveh Vasam Halel Umadlike Neirois. The Rambam doesn't say Hoida. Must be that the Haidah of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, "Kama sam the Halel v'Haidah," the Haidah is the Hadlakas Haneros. There's no mitzvah to light a ner. The mitzvah is to be moideh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu yedei lighting the ner. The Gemara says the yesoid of the mitzvah, and the Rambam says how you're mekayim it. So many people do the mitzvah, but do we light the ner as an expression of Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And this formula, it's a good formula to bear in mind. When we're mispalel, you should have prepared many more things that we're grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for than what we are mevakesh. And if we're able to do that, then we could appreciate the yisoid of Chanukah, which is the b'nei vina. They understood that through the additional 7 days, yimei shmoina kavushir uranim, we b'zoicha to the bracha of having le'banim Hamidei Chachamim. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.